This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
It bears remembering that the reason today is a federal holiday has nothing to do with what happened at the Capitol building this morning. Something like a million people every year visit the Martin Luther King Jr. Center for Nonviolent Social Change, the King Center, down in Atlanta. The center is a powerful reminder of Dr. King's importance in this country's history. But visitors to the center often take away another memory, one of urban economic decay. Marketplace's Jim Burris has that story.
The Sweet Auburn Bread Company is the kind of place that will make your mouth water.
You can call me Chef Sonia.
Over top the hum of industrial-sized ovens and mixers, Sonia Jones tells me she started this bakery 15 years ago.
And I named the bakery for this district. I like to say that I'm a native Atlantan. And so I do remember coming downtown to the Sweet Auburn Market and just remember those days.
They were good days. The decades leading up to the Civil Rights Movement were the Sweet Auburn neighborhood's heyday. In 1956, Fortune magazine dubbed Auburn Avenue the, quote, richest Negro street in the world. Martin Luther King Jr. grew up on Auburn Avenue. Ebenezer Baptist, where he preached, is here too. That connection to the African American community is why Chef Sonia wants to be on Auburn Avenue. As she folds in the ingredients for her favorite recipe, oatmeal raisin cookies, she shares stories, like the time she fed President Clinton, or when she appeared on the Food Network. Then there's the cookbook she authored.
Up and now. I climb one hill and, ooh, it's another one.
And how she struggles. Sweet Auburn Bread Company keeps afloat mostly through phone and internet orders. Jones says customers rarely walk through the door. Many are afraid of the neighborhood. Just outside the bakery, cars drive down the rain-soaked street. A scattering of homeless men keep dry under an interstate overpass. To them, everyone who walks by is an opportunity.
I'm not asking no money. Can I ask you one question?
Despite his pledge not to ask for cash, he does. Look around and you have to wonder, what happened to Dr. King's dream on this street? Cliff Kuhn is a history professor at Georgia State University.
As with many African-American communities across the country, an interstate highway bisected it.
That highway, Atlanta's downtown connector, slices through the heart of Auburn Avenue, much like Chef Sonia's knife cuts through her famous pound cake. Kuhn says the interstate was arguably the neighborhood's biggest blow, but not its only one.
The second is actually desegregation itself. Auburn Avenue provided places of employment. Well, after the Civil Rights Act, with the Civil Rights Movement, African Americans could find employment elsewhere.
Decades since of crime, poverty, and abandonment have allowed for the corridor's further decay. That could be changing.
4,000 students right now live in this, right in this area.
Mark Becker is president of Georgia State University, which sits at the north end of Sweet Auburn. The historically commuter campus is becoming more residential. Georgia State recently opened a dorm for 2,000 students on Auburn Avenue. Becker says the neighborhood's latest efforts are promising.
We believe they'll succeed, and we believe that we're an important part of that.
That's great, says Atlanta City Councilman Kwanzaa Hall, whose district includes Sweet Auburn. But he says fixing this neighborhood, where King was born, preached, and is now buried, will take a global effort.
This is an all call to help us make the Sweet Auburn Corridor, the Martin Luther King Historic District, be reflective of the legacy and dream that Dr. King spoke of.
Work is now underway on a streetcar that will link the King Historic District to Atlanta's downtown tourist center. Many think it could be the tipping point in making Sweet Auburn sweet once again. In Atlanta, I'm Jim Burris for Marketplace.